Do you lie awake at night wishing for something better? When you look at your future a year from now, is there a light at the end of that tunnel? Do you feel like you were meant for something more? Opportunity will not come knocking on your door unless you're out there looking for it. How do you do it? Our guests on the Empower Radio Show will be sharing their secret to success. We'll be bringing you authors, speakers, entrepreneurs from many different fields who come from various backgrounds. They will be sharing their stories of success and of early failures. You'll hear about the challenges they faced when they launched their ideas and the creative ways that they overcame obstacles. Our guests will inspire you to find your way down the path to success in this ever-changing world. Jump on board and become empowered.
Hey folks, this is Linda Ballesteros. I am your host today on Empower Radio Show, and this is my relaunch show. So what do I mean by that? Well, I'll share a little bit about that later on in the show, but again, I want to thank you for joining me today. But I especially want to thank the Tough Talk Radio Network and the folks there, because they've been so patient with me in getting back into the groove of things, I guess you should say, and ready to get back out into the networking community and the broadcasting community and in the business community in particular. So thank Tony and Wendy Gambone. They're great folks and wonderful friends, and I really appreciate them hanging in there with me. So as I always say at the top of all of my shows, I really appreciate you spending time with me, because as I've always said, time is that one commodity that you can't get back. So when someone spends time with me, I really value that, because that's something that they can't get back. I actually have had many radio shows in the past. Those of you that have followed me, you know that some of you have been guests on my show. Some of you have listened, you've called in, you've asked your questions. And I placed it on hold for a couple of years because of my personal circumstance. My husband was ill, and I was his main caregiver, and I placed the radio show on hold, knowing that I was going to come back to it at some point. I lost Mario last year, and so it's taken me a while to come back around and say, you know, I think I'm ready now. And that's where I am now. And you that are listening, I want you to know that we all go through this. We all go through a point in our life where it impacts our business, especially if you're an entrepreneur, because, you know, there's a very, very fine line between your personal life and your professional life, your business, when you're an entrepreneur. As a small business owner, entrepreneur, especially if you work out of your home, you don't punch in and out, and it bleeds into the rest of your life. So life is life. A part of it may be business, a part of it may be personal, but you know, it all kind of blends together. So as an entrepreneur, I want you to know that there will be times in life when maybe you need to go to little Jimmy's baseball game. That's okay. You know, maybe there are circumstances that come up that take you away from business. And, you know, that's okay, because it's life. I've told many people in the last year or so that I've come to believe that we shouldn't sweat the small stuff. And, you know, you've heard that. There's a book out there, Don't Sweat the Small Stuff. But what I found is, you know, in retrospect, today I see everything as the small stuff. Once you've been through a big life event, life-changing event, you'll find that in comparison, that everyday stuff is the small stuff. Now, I'm not discounting it. I'm not saying it's not important. I'm not saying we shouldn't do it. I'm just saying we shouldn't wring our hands over it. We shouldn't angst about it so much, because as my mother always said, it will work out. It will work out. And it always does. And the lesson for us is who we are as we are working it out. Who we are when we come out on the other side. Because we go through things for as a lesson. And there were some beautiful things that I can look back and say that that was what I call, those were God things, synchronicity, things I could have never planned, that gave me the help that I needed in that moment. And whether that is in your personal life or whether that's in your business, you'll find that if you're clear about what you want, if you're clear about where you want to go, then that synchronicity just kind of happens. The first thing is just kind of getting clear about where you want to go. What do you want life to look like in 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years? What do you want life to look like? In the middle of my crisis, I had no clue what I wanted life to look like in 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. All I knew was where I was in the moment. And we get blinders on, especially as a caregiver, we get blinders on. And that's part of the role. You know, it's part of where we are in the moment. But, you know, it all does work out. And to kind of catch you up a bit as to where I am today, I have had some of those synchronicity moments that have opened up doors that I would have never thought existed. It's even 2 years ago, a few months ago, I wouldn't have thought they existed. But they ended up being a missing piece for me that I needed, but I had not looked for because I didn't know it existed. So I have worked with women for many years. And many of you know that I was one of the founders of Wine, Women, and Wealth, which was an organization in Houston. And we had a great group of women. We had some great speakers. We had some wonderful times. I made friendships that will last forever that came out of that organization. And I worked with a lot of women, not just in that organization, but outside as well. And when they were searching for something, I was able to kind of help guide them and identify some of their skills and their passion and maybe what they wanted their life to look like, well, maybe a lifestyle. And at the end, I would always say, you know, either go find it or make what you have incorporate that. It just kind of felt like it fell flat at the end of the day. But I didn't know what was missing. And you may be in a position in your business right now where you feel that you're able to help a client up to a certain point, but you don't have that next step. You're not able to take them that one step closer to their dreams. So if you're feeling that, just know that it's for a reason and start searching. So after Mario passed away, I was working with our financial advisor in Houston, and when I told him, I just am not done. I'm not ready to just sit at home and watch soap operas. That wasn't going to work for me. And I love volunteer, but I still wanted more than that. So he says, Linda, I want to introduce you to somebody. And he introduced me to who is now my mentor, Richard Ash. As a matter of fact, he will be on the show next week to talk about what he does. But as I talked to Rich, it was very clear that what he was doing was the missing piece. And he's a franchise broker. And franchising has evolved into an incredible business model. And if you're not familiar with it, once a month I'm going to bring either a franchisor or I've made some great connections with franchising attorneys and CPAs and founders of franchising associations, international franchising associations. And I want to introduce you to some of these people because it is amazing not just what they have built, but it is amazing their vision. And their vision is it reaches far beyond McDonald's and Subway. It reaches far beyond what we think of when we think of franchising. So when I met Rich, it just seemed like a natural fit. But it took, 6 months or more for us to actually figure out how he could help me. And so now, once we got that figured out, then I'm a certified franchise broker. And this is not a commercial for franchising. I just want to catch you up with where I am. And it is something that has brought the spark back. And whether you are in a job or whether you have a company, whether you're at a point in your life where you just feel like the spark is dimming, you know what I'm talking about. So our job is to find out what that spark is, to find a new spark. It doesn't matter. But to make tomorrow worth waking up and having fun is to find that thing that gives you the spark. And for me, it's getting back out into the networking community. And I have found a great networking community, and they've really embraced me, and just meeting some wonderful folks. So as a entrepreneur, as a small business owner, you have to find your peeps. You have to find the tribe that understands your language. And don't stop looking. If you attend a meeting, if you go to a group, if you meet some folks and the vibe just isn't there, it's okay. There's going to be another group. There's going to be more people and the vibe will be there. The vibe will be there. And that's what's so much fun as an entrepreneur. That's what makes my life so full, is meeting some of these amazing people out there that just amaze me at what they've done, what they've overcome, what they've created. And I'll be interviewing many of them on the show, so you're certainly going to want to stay connected to Empower Radio Show, because we're going to have some fabulous guests from around the world. It's amazing that we're able to reach out to people in other countries that I would never have the opportunity to meet, to speak with, to share time with, if it weren't for the radio show. So it's going to be a lot of fun, folks, and I really encourage you to stay connected with us. You can follow us on Facebook, Empower Radio Show, and you'll see the recordings of all the shows. Be sure to follow us, and it'll show up in your feed. One of the things that I really enjoy doing as well is, as I mentioned before, volunteering. And before I was able to become certified, before I went through the certification program to be a franchise consultant, franchise broker, I needed to do something. And I found that volunteering helped me. So I volunteer at a senior center, and I teach computer classes. I teach Facebook, and I teach introduction to the internet. And when I started teaching Facebook, it gave me such a rewarding feeling knowing that many people, the elderly, when I say elderly, I'm talking most of my class students are probably in their 70s, maybe some in their 80s, but mostly in their 70s. And that's not a generation that grew up with computers. And the kids have all moved away. The grandkids are in another state, and they've got their own life. And, you know, we just don't send grandma pictures anymore. It used to be that grandma got pictures periodically of little Jimmy at his first baseball game and, you know, little Bethany at an art class or something. We don't do that anymore because all the pictures are on Facebook or maybe they're on Instagram. Well, grandma gets to the point where she's feeling very alienated, very isolated, very alone. So when I was able to teach these Facebook classes, and as we created their page, their Facebook account, and as we were able to connect with their kids, folks, their face would just light up. It's like they were no longer alone. Now they're connected. Now, this should not take the place of having those phone calls, but I'll tell you what, my daughter lives thousands of miles away from me, and probably several times a month, we do FaceTime. And even through Facebook, you know, the chat, the video chat through Facebook. And it's great. So if you have parents that are across the country, or if you have kids that are across the country, or grandparents, keep in mind, even if they do nothing with a Facebook account, except give them that vehicle to have those video chats with you, I cannot tell you how powerful that is. So as you're thinking about over the holidays that are coming up, if you're thinking about visiting parents, visiting grandparents, try to set them up with a Facebook account. Set them up and show them how to use that video chat on Facebook. It will change their lives because I've seen it. And that now is one of the most popular classes at this senior center. It's one of the most popular classes. The very first class, we only had a couple of people attend. And so now the word has spread and every single class is full. And it thrills me to hear them come back later and say, oh, now I get to see pictures of little Billy that's doing this. And oh, now he's in high school and I didn't realize he had grown so much. My goodness, he's as tall as his father. It is great for them to be reconnected into the family. So again, I just am just wanted to do a bit of a fireside chat, so to speak, with you to give you a little bit of an update on me and let you know what I'm doing, and just let you know also that I am so thrilled. I am so grateful to be here and that you're listening and sharing this time with me. I look forward to bringing lots of great guests, whether it's business topics or personal development topics. If you're listening and you're an expert in one of those fields, be sure to reach out to me at empowerradioshow@gmail.com. Now remember, I'm tricky with the spelling of that. So it's the letter M, the word power, radioshow@gmail.com. If you'll just drop me a line, let me know that you would be interested in being a guest on the show. I would love to send you some information so that we can get you set up on the calendar. I'm already booking out 6 months from now. So I'd like to leave you, you know, I always leave you with a quote. And today's quote is, be willing to be a beginner every single morning. Again, that's be willing to be a beginner every single morning. Meister Eckhart. I love that because I am a beginner every single morning. Because there is something I'm going to run across today that I know nothing about. And that's exciting. That's exciting. That's what keeps us going, is the learning. I heard once that this is the learning planet. So once you stop learning, then, there's no reason to be here. But constantly learning, learning about yourself, learning about your spouse, learning about your family, learning about your kids, constantly learning, learning about your business, learning about new ways to do something. You know, even when we talk about social media, it's changing constantly. You have to stay on top of things. And that's what I want to do, is to help you stay on top of things by bringing you experts that are up to date in all the changes. You know that Facebook changes constantly. So every morning we open up Facebook, we're a beginner. So again, be willing to be a beginner every single morning. Thanks, folks, for being with me. And I look forward to seeing you next week when, remember, my guest is Richard Ash. And he works with veterans, military veterans, and helps them to start businesses through franchising. Again, this is Linda Ballesteros, Empower Radio Show. Thanks again.
As we close our show today, we want you to know it's time. The time is now for you to cast off the chains of mediocrity and reach for that brass ring. The time is now for taking that giant leap to start a business. Step out of your comfort zone and become the you that you've always dreamed of being. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Empower Radio Show. That's at MPOWERRADIOSHOW. Thank you for being with us today on the Empower Radio Show.